Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So here's my question to you. Would you do it?
No.
You wouldn't piss in someone's mouth?
Nope.
Would you let someone piss in your mouth?
Nope.
Okay,
hold on.
Dude, where are you? Pick up your phone. I'm going to a song party tonight, and you're obviously invited, so call me back.
Okay, love you.
What's up, you guys, and welcome back to Emotionally Online, the weekly slumber party for spilling guts and sharing secrets, hosted by yours truly, the one and only Maddie Drosbeck, co-hosted by, back again, we have the illustrious Meg Ruoco.
Hello.
I have a confession.
Did you like that I did it twice?
We fully just started recording, and then we got maybe like 3 minutes in, and yeah. I was like, I don't think I hit the record button.
Yeah.
But here we are, fully recording.
Recording now.
Audio is now being collected.
Yeah.
This is episode 138, and you know, there's more things to learn every single day.
Life is all about growing.
You know, I'm still mastering that record button, but We'll get there someday.
One day, I hope one of these podcasts goes out live. I think people would really like it.
Oh my God. I'm so grateful to be back on this couch with you.
Me too.
Last episode, not last Emotionally Online, but last episode with Meg of the year.
Yeah.
And we're coming out swinging. I do feel that we have much to catch up on.
We have a lot to catch up on. Like, I would say even hours after we recorded the last episode that we recorded.
Mm-hmm.
We stumbled into
even more lore. Honestly, a major lore drop that connects to something that we talked about on the show.
Literally, like, days. I think it was maybe, like, a day after?
That's crazy that we, like, had
a full conversation.
And we were like, oh, nothing. That's never happened to me.
Yes.
And then it happened. So we'll get there.
Yeah, we
will.
Don't
you worry.
Yeah.
You Meg Maddie lovers. We have new lore.
A lot of new lore.
What would our name be? MM. Flip it upside down.
Wicked Witch.
Maddie and Meg.
Flip it upside down. Wicked Witch.
In my head, I was like, how do you do like a combination of names when you're both starting with the same letter? But maybe we can get creative with it. Mad Egg.
That's pretty fun. Mad Egg.
Okay, and the alternative would be Megdy.
Megdy's also pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. I could get behind. Okay, you guys let us know what you think.
Yeah, let us know.
Mad Egg or Megdy.
Or MM, flip it upside down.
Wicked Witch. Anyways, now my brain has been wiped. I don't even know what we're talking about.
Why we're here.
So how was your Thanksgiving,
Meg? My Thanksgiving was so good.
Thank you
for asking. My Thanksgiving was so good. It was smaller this year. Just a few, I am recounting this again to you, so just lock in for that. It was smaller this year, just like, it was like about 15 people. My mom is a phenomenal cook, so she made a delicious meal for basically all of us. A lot of people did bring stuff, which was really nice too. I got my entire family, extended, everyone like invested in the plot line of Scandoval, because yeah. I was in the middle of Scandoval. Mm-hmm.
Are you finished yet?
So I'm on season 11 now.
Okay.
I had to take like a little bit of a breather because I did like genuinely power through so hard to get to Scandoval.
Totally.
And then I feel like I kind of have like a hangover from that a little bit. And honestly, like looking at Tom Sandoval right now, like
it's a real struggle.
It's really hard. I think number one, because he's done a lot of weird stuff to his face and it's hard to look at him in season 11 particularly. But also number two, I'm like, it is just like so crazy watching kind of like the fallout of all of that. Uh-huh. And that right now they're still living together in their house. It's insane. So, but I did genuinely, I spent like a good portion Thanksgiving night talking to like my Aunt Maria and like my two cousins who are like 20-year-old boys who don't give a fuck about anything. And I was like, you guys are never going to believe what transpired. And they were all like locked in.
Totally. Because once you understand how prolific.
Oh, yeah.
Vanderpump Rules, but specifically Scandoval, a cheating scandal that ended a cheating show.
Yep.
It just like, once you lock in, you can't get unlocked.
My mom watched the reunion episodes with me and my sister and my brother-in-law, because my sister and my brother-in-law are really the true heralds of Vanderpump Rules to me. So they had already seen it. So I was watching it with them, and my mom watched it having no context. We were giving her context as we were going. And like the more we told her and the more she found out, she was like, no. She was like, they did that to this person. And we were like, yes.
Unfortunately, that did happen.
Yes. Can you believe it? So that was it was a really big part of my Thanksgiving, to the point where at one point my mom's friend was like, do you guys talk about anything else? No. And I was like, right now? No.
No. And how dare you ask me to speak of something other than this?
I don't want to answer how's it going.
Yeah.
Bad.
Totally.
Now can we talk about Scandoval some more?
No, please. Please let me talk about this thing. You know, I actually had a near identical experience getting to explain Vanderpump Rules lore to my brother in Sir.
That was a beautiful cherry on top of my week when you sent me those photos saying, here's me explaining Vanderpump lore to Luke with over a pumptini.
I got to go to Sexy Unique Restaurant.
I am so jealous. I want to know every single detail.
It felt like meeting God.
Yeah.
Just stepping in there.
Yeah.
This was like a pilgrimage to Mecca.
Yeah.
And I mean, on the show, the decor looks truly quite sinister sometimes.
It's really scary.
And I will say, I was looking back at old pictures of Sir in the earlier seasons this morning, and I feel like part of why it looks so sinister is because they have the like cloths over all the chairs.
Yes.
The, like white, it like almost makes it look like a haunted house.
Yes.
But they had those like white cloth covers on all the chairs, which getting rid of those covers helped the vibe in a major way.
Okay.
And in person, the decor really worked for me. I did really like it.
Okay.
So I think that maybe LVP knows exactly what she's doing.
Maybe she's onto something. I did show my mom those photos and she said, oh my God, they decorated for Christmas. And I said, no, they did not.
No, they did not.
That is just how it looks.
That's just what Sir looks like.
That's just Sexy Unique Restaurant and Lounge.
Fucking awesome. And the pumptinis were delicious. And the goat cheese balls were the best thing that I had.
Okay. Really good to know. I'm locking in that information.
So really, like everything that I heard about Sir, Sexy Unique Restaurant and Lounge was true.
Yeah. I love it.
Sexy Unique Restaurant.
Restaurant and lounge. Yeah. According to the sign.
So that was awesome.
Incredible. It really was everything to me. Like you sending me those photos being like, I've made it. And it also really did also, it put in perspective, like, I think part of why the restaurant also looks so sinister is because of, I have to imagine, like, all the production lighting too.
Yeah.
Like, you sent me photos and it was like nighttime and it was kind of like
vibey,
whatever. And I was like, oh, I've never really seen this restaurant without like a giant camera.
Totally.
Like flashing at everybody.
Yeah.
Because James is DJing at See You Next Tuesday.
Which the second I walk it in, like, the DJ booth is right next to the front door.
God, what and I so would it was have like given for James to be there.
Walking in and seeing the DJ booth in that little corner of the bar, and I'm just imagining James and Jax yelling at each other. And it's just like, I feel like I'm transported somewhere deep into history.
It's like, I know that it is a reality show, but it would feel, I imagine it felt so surreal being there.
Totally.
Because it's like you're on a set. Kind of.
Completely. Yeah. I was like, this is actually quite, this is important to me. Yeah. And then I was thinking, like, Sir really is, like, I mean, it might even be in top five, but I said it was top 10 US landmarks to me.
Okay.
And then I was talking to my friend Mika and I was like, I think that we need to pick out like our own seven wonders of the world and then plan like a trip to hit all of our personal seven wonders.
I love that.
And Sir is absolutely on my list of seven wonders.
Yeah.
And the Jersey Shore house is also on my list of seven wonders.
And see, Jersey Shore is still a show I've never seen.
Meg!
That, did you not know that?
No.
Never seen it.
How could you say that?
Obviously I know about Snooki.
Holy
she's around. I know that she's around.
I mean,
certainly.
That's crazy. You have to. You have to. I don't even have anything else to say. You fucking have to. Holy shit.
I wasn't a big like reality TV person for a really, really long, and I still don't know if I am. I think Vanderpump for me is very much so like the exception to the rule.
Yeah. I mean, Jersey Shore really does compete with Vanderpump in terms of the craziness, though.
I do love, and correct me if I'm wrong about this, but this is something my sister and I were talking about, is she was like, there's something specifically about Vanderpump Rules where, because they are all friends before you start filming, you have dynamics that you're just not going to get when you cast people in a show. Is Jersey Shore the same way where they're all friends before?
No.
Okay.
They were all randomly casted, but I think the like era of time that the show was made in was like the perfect condition.
Because wasn't it also kind of pre-social media?
It was pre-social media. So I think that you get a similar kind of chaos just from, there was no like, like, they were the blueprint in so many ways.
Yeah.
And I just think that because there was no, like, social media fame before them, it's not like they were going on the show in pursuit of that. I think it, it hits different.
Yeah, they were,
like, a similar way.
They weren't, like, posturing.
Yeah, no.
In the way that people do now.
Yeah. For sure not.
Okay, well, I'll have to add it to my list.
No, you absolutely have to. God, that's fucking crazy. That is fucking crazy. So a good Thanksgiving that it was.
A good Thanksgiving. It was a very good Thanksgiving. I think fruitful. I do think Christmas will be a bit more stressful. As I said, I do believe my parents are hosting a party that right now the headcount is at about 56 people, which is just all family also. But, you know, it's the holiday season. What are you going to do about it? And you, how was your Thanksgiving?
Fine.
Yeah.
It's kind of a weird Thanksgiving this year because my family was split up. Mm-hmm. So I was just with my mom, Luke, and Morgan out in California, which, by the way, not to be a hater, it's not about California specifically or even Southern California specifically. I can't stand being warm places ever, but specifically during the holidays. I'm
it
like,
is kind
why
of strange.
Am I sweating on Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
You know, I shouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah.
My body should be in full hibernation mode at this point.
Yeah.
Sweat glands closed up for the season. What the hell?
Closed up shop.
So it was definitely a different Thanksgiving, not being with everybody. But I did get to see Morgan perform in her like first paid dance gig.
She ate down in your Instagram stories.
No, literally, she was the best one.
Yeah.
And I always, I mean, every time I see Morgan perform, I'm always like, and you were the best one.
Yeah.
And I mean it every single time.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, because I had videos of her doing it, I had to sit down with her the next morning and be like, Morgan, I need you to watch you and watch everyone else and understand that you are the best one.
You're like a football coach the day after a game. Like, you have like a marker being like, and see, you were here and they were all here.
Yeah. And listen, and you are on a totally different dimension than what these other people are doing.
Yeah.
Look at that. Sloppy, boring. I start sounding like Abby Lee Miller. I'm like, Morgan, you are slang. You are the Maddie at the top of the pyramid.
Yeah.
And these other girls, they're just not you.
No,
they're just not you.
They're trying to get the solos, but they cannot, girl. Yeah,
that's literally how I feel when I talk to Morgan. I'm like, and you're perfect.
Yeah.
And you've never done anything wrong.
You've never done anything wrong in your life. And she hasn't.
So it was nice to get to see her perform.
Yeah.
On stage. Just because it's so exciting to see your little siblings like do incredible things.
Yeah. I've never had that experience as you're the youngest.
Yeah.
But I can attest that my siblings are always in awe of me. And the things that I do. Yeah. So.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, we've been sitting on...
like a humdinger, guys.
Like, this was crazy.
I still, like, almost can't even believe it.
Like, when we discovered this, I was like, I got up out of my seat at the bar and was running around in circles. I was like, no.
Yes.
It was like, I was being, like, taken away. There's people dragging me by my arms. I'm like, no.
And I was, like, in such shock that I was just like, what? Like, what are you talking? Okay. How do we kind of paint the picture? I think we go back to what we were talking about at the last episode.
We have to rewind.
And then go into, it's also crazy because this happened on election night.
So many things were happening. We were celebrating.
Yes.
We were drinking.
Yes.
We were hee-heeing and ha-ha and
having
a good time.
At this point, I was probably like 3 dirty martinis deep.
Totally.
At syndicated bar and theater or whatever the fuck. And I was like, what an amazing day. Okay. So for context, in the last episode that I was on, mm-hmm. we talked at length about haters in the comments.
Right. And catching someone that you know being a hater in the comments.
Yes. And we have both said that we had never really seen. I had talked about like a DM that I had received, mm-hmm. but like that's kind of a dime
Which
a dozen.
Actually, after the fact, I remembered a time that I have witnessed it as well that I'll have to tell you afterwards.
Okay. Incredible. I'm so excited to hear. So I had spoken to a little bit about a DM that I had received a while back from someone that I knew, but not, I had never seen someone that I knew like in the comments being like, you're the worst, blah, 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 to other people or to right. myself mm-hmm. or to, you know, to people that I know, whatever.
Yeah.
So cut to the day of the election. It is what, November 5th?
Sure.
Yeah. And I'm having a great day. Mm-hmm. I go and I vote. I like did it day of. I was like, this is so great. And I get back home and I'm feeling amazing because for the first time in my adult life, I had voted for someone who I genuinely believe in and or at the very least, I'm excited about. Right. Mm-hmm. And that was also the day, critically, of Dick Cheney's death.
Hallelujah.
Passing. May he rot. So I, feeling incredible, made a TikTok to, I believe it was Lizzie McGuire's This Is What Dreams Are Made Of, of me dancing. And the caption of the video or the text over the video was like me having just voted for the first Muslim mayor of New York City the same day that Dick Cheney dies. And like I knew when I posted that, that it would probably like reach outside of my normal audience because people love to hate. What I didn't think about also is that when I reach outside my normal audience, I immediately get so many comments about how fat I am and how I should kill myself immediately.
Right.
I always forget that that's kind of the numero uno that people immediately go to when they see me and they go, you should die.
Listen, and I'm like, take a look at the comment section of that AI post that I did that blew up. Yes. And all of them are like, she actually has a good point, but she's fat, so who fucking cares?
So who gives a fuck? No, literally, like, it was wild. So, you know, it starts with people being like, yes, girl, so excited. Like, that's my mayor. And then in parentheses, like, I live in Texas. You know, like, those sorts of comments. And then I start seeing the comments rolling in about, like, you're not going to outlive him long with that body. And, like... like, and like someone just commenting like obese in like all caps or something like that. I'm like, brother, like what are
it's
we?
So funny.
And it's also whatever. Anyway, we're not going to get into all of that. So I am like cut to us at Syndicated Bar and Theater and three martinis deep, as I mentioned.
Yeah. I look over at Meg
and I am on my phone and I don't typically respond to hate comments. I will just delete and block you. I don't care. You don't need to be a part of my world and I don't need to be a part of yours. But I was a little drunk. And so I was responding to some of them. And Maddie looks over at me and she's like, what are you doing? And I was like, just responding to some hate comments. And I hold up my phone. And what did you see?
I start screaming at the top of my lungs.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, no. No, no way, no, 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 no. Because I knew the person who was hate commenting at Meg. I literally was like, there's no fucking way.
Yes.
I went to middle school with that guy.
Yes. Yes.
And not only did I go to middle school with him, but he and I were friends in middle and high school.
Yeah.
To the point where I still had voicemails that he had left me crying. In 2015,
let the record
saved
show.
On my phone.
Yeah,
where I was like, in order to like under to make the story click in other people's minds, I was like, no, I'm not fucking kidding. Like, I actually know this guy.
Yeah,
I open up my phone, I scroll all the way back to my voicemail box. Last one in there, voice memo from who's is what's his face.
Yep,
2015, and he's crying because he didn't feel like he was going anywhere in life, which is so ironic. So ironic. I literally could not believe my eyes and ears.
I couldn't either. And you started, Maddie started like screaming and I was like, what is happening? And you were like, I know that person. And you pulled up the voicemail and I was like, what?
Also, it like is so rich when you, he was a year below me growing up and we became friends because he also made YouTube videos at the time. If any of you guys were on the internet in like 2010, 2011, you might remember that there was a big trend around that time to make Apple Store dances.
Yes.
He was one of the people that was trying to get big off Apple Store dances. Unfortunately, it never took off for him. But I need you to imagine the type of person that's writing this hate comment. Failed Apple Store dancer.
Yeah.
Famously did think that they were going nowhere in life.
Also critically paid for an Instagram verified badge.
Paid for an Instagram verified badge.
I went to his profile after you told me that you knew him. He had like, I don't know, like 1,200 followers.
Yeah.
And his account was private. Totally. And I went, So you paid for that badge.
And critically, 5'3" max.
So important. It's so important to note these things.
I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It was
insane. I literally know you. And guess what? You're a hater to my besties. All bets are off. I'm a full-blown fucking hater now.
Imagine being a hater so much that you find people that the person that you hate originally, you're like, and who is she connected to?
It's so funny.
And I hate them too. Then,
what did you respond?
Oh, I said, good luck with your Apple dances. I hope they blow up.
Which is so fucking funny because like, I imagine like, I wish I could have been a fly on the wall
for
of
when
him
he saw
receiving
that
notification being like, how does she know?
Well, and eventually I think I went back and I just was like, I'm blocking this person. Like, what a loser. I'm blocking him. But I did leave that comment for like so a day funny. Or two because I was just like, I want you to see it.
Right.
And I want you to know that I know exactly who the
we
fuck
know
you are.
That you've been Apple Store dancing.
We trust that
you
we know.
Freak. You absolute freak. That is so
it
funny.
Was crazy. So now we can both say, well, and you said that you remembered someone being
yes.
a hater before too.
Okay, and I might have told this story on the show, but maybe I didn't. I don't know. But it was a couple years ago. I had gone out with someone. It was probably like 2022. Mm-hmm. I went on a couple dates with this guy. Everything was going well. I really liked him.
Yeah.
And then he ghosted me. Okay. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, what can you do? Ain't that the way? And it was probably when did this happen? He messaged me when I was on the Spain trip.
Okay.
Which was June 2024.
Yeah.
Yes. So it was like 2 years later.
That was Mallorca?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
2 years later, he messaged me being like, I think about you a lot and I feel like I really like fumbled and messed up and I would love a second chance.
Oh.
Now, critically, about a month before,
oh,
I caught him leaving a hate comment on one of Robbie and Sebastian's Instagram clips.
You have told this story before because I remember you telling me this.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was talking to Robbie and Robbie was telling me about like a clip that they had that went viral on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And he was like, look at these people in the comments. And he was scrolling through them or he was telling me about them. And then I went to go scroll through them. And when I was scrolling through it, I saw the guy's fucking username. And Robbie was talking about his comments specifically. And I was like, there's no fucking way I know him. We went on like several dates together.
The way that this has happened to you not once but twice of your friends being like, look at this crazy hate comment and you being
like I know them.
Fucking way. No fucking way.
And it was just like really bad timing on his part because literally a month later he reaches out to me to be like, I want a second chance.
Right.
I left that bitch on red.
Of course.
I never even responded to him. But to be honest with you, if that had not happened,
yeah,
I might have entertained another date to see what
the
vibes were.
Why not?
But the fact that he was out leaving hate comments, like he cock blocked himself. He cock blocked himself. Like I would have gone out with him, probably.
Yeah.
But instead, I didn't. And I never responded to his message. And he got left on read because he was a fucking hater. So just, you may think that your hate comments aren't impacting your life in a larger way, but trust me, they are.
We see all. We see all and we know all.
We see everything.
And karma comes back around.
Yeah.
And her name is Maddie Meg. Flip it upside down. Wicked witch.
I've also been like so deep in that all week.
The way that I
Mitch McConnell, flip it upside down. Wicked witch. Like anybody with an MM name, like it's not safe. The gay Eminem, flip it upside down. Wicked witch. I know we really haven't had a quotable, repeatable press moment like this since there can be 100 people in a room.
Yeah, you're right.
Like the way that Lady Gaga was beaten 100 people in a room to a pulp.
Yep.
That is the same thing that's happening right now with Metamorable MM, flip it upside down. Wicked witch. It's fucking incredible.
It's so fun to say. So that's the tale.
So fucking good.
That's
though.
That's the follow up of haters in the comments,
and if we've ever seen someone we know being a hater.
And the answer is now
yes, we have.
Yes,
and it was a good one. It was a really fucking good one. And when I tell you, really I good. Screenshotted it and sent it to every person that it would have meant something to.
Yep.
I was like, you have to see what this person is up to.
Yep.
You have to fucking see. It is so embarrassing.
It's
it is
so
truly so fucking embarrassing to be caught leaving a hate comment. I don't know why people don't think about this.
I really think like the paid verified badge when he has so few followers was really the cherry on top for me.
Well, the paid verified badge is so, that in itself is embarrassing.
Paid verified badge, and then your account is private. What's your long game here, man?
Right. What are you trying to do?
Do you want people to go to your page or no?
The values are totally conflicting.
Like, you are paying like however much a month or a week.
Is it like $15 a month?
To just not be seen? What's the marketing strategy here?
Yeah, no, that's interesting.
I'm so curious about that.
I'm important, but not important enough to have a public facing profile.
Right. Like, you're not Paul Mescal. Grow up. Strange.
Very weird, man.
Curiouser and curiouser.
Very weird little man. Anyways. You have fun over there.
Yeah. I'll be over here.
I'm keeping that voicemail in the chamber, okay? So don't make me use it. Because I still have it, bitch.
Good luck, though. Good luck with your Apple dances. I hope you do well.
Speaking of Instagram, I need to make a public service announcement about the Instagram repost feature. I was losing my mind laughing last night because I was laying in bed and I accidentally reposted something and I noticed it immediately and I was like, oh fuck, I don't want to repost that. I don't agree with this. So I'm immediately going to unrepost it and I'm like, God, how many times have I reposted things and not noticed? Oh my God. I go to my page and I look at the repost tab. I've been reposting shit willy-nilly and Maddie. I did not know. I was like, holy fuck. I reposted a video of Young Gravy. What? Why would I repost that? Nobody told me that I reposted that. I didn't know that I reposted that. I'm not trying to give Young Gravy promo. What do I give a fuck about Young Gravy? Oh my God. The Instagram repost button is way too easy to press.
Thou doth protest too much.
Oh my God. They need to move it. It's right next to the comment button. They need to move it. I'm trying to look at the comment section and I'm actually hitting repost while I'm at it and I don't even notice and nobody tells me. None of you guys were going to be like, Maddie, you sure you meant to repost that? Until somebody says that for something I did mean to repost. And I'm like, why?
Why? Is something wrong?
Should I not have done that?
Is something wrong?
But I was like, what the hell? I got shit on here that I didn't even know was on here.
The idea of me like coming across a Young Gravy reel that I see that you've reposted. I love
somebody
that.
Somebody did.
100%.
Because it was also like a week ago.
Right.
Like it wasn't. I had done that for a week. It had lived on my page for a week.
I have no concept of if I've reposted anything or not.
Well, you should go check right now.
Okay.
Because maybe you have.
Hold on.
I had to go through and make sure I meant to. So now when you go to my profile, all the reposts that are there, I meant to repost them.
I don't even think I know where I would access.
On Instagram?
My reposts?
Yeah. Meg just said she didn't know where she would access her repost on Instagram, which leads me to believe it's a tab on your profile.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
Have you reposted anything?
I don't know. Let me look. Oh.
Have you?
I've only reposted a Zoran Mom Donnie.
Okay.
Real.
So you're safe.
Safe. Marked safe from reposts.
From Young Gravy.
From Young Gravy. I have seen Young Gravy pop up on my feed quite a bit, though.
Yeah.
What's his deal? What's he doing to the algorithm that makes him pop up on my feed so much?
I don't know. Huh. He only started popping up on my feed when he started dating that Ari Kitsia or whatever, however you say her last name.
Yeah.
But I reposted a video involving the two of them, which was even funnier.
Sure.
Because they're just like...
Well, they're always online
sex
being like...
baiting.
Yeah. They're online like- being like, couldn't hit it until Young Gravy came along. And then Young Gravy's in the back like...
Yeah. And then you see reposted by Maddie Crossback. Yeah. I was like, this is crazy. I was like super high laying in bed realizing that. And I was like, this is so bad. I've just been reposting stupid shit for weeks. Oh my God. There are like, those are the moments that really make me feel
old.
Yeah.
Or I'd just be doing shit accidentally on my phone.
I mean, I will say that like the repost feature on Instagram, I like don't, I mean, clearly I don't understand it. I literally was just like, where are reposts on my feed?
Right.
I don't get it. I'm like, what's the point?
I guess it's just a mimicking of the TikTok
on
feature. But on TikTok, at least it's on the other side of the phone.
Right.
It's not like right next to the comment button.
And I feel like it does more algorithmically in TikTok than it does on Instagram.
Maybe.
I'm like, what are you doing?
I know.
What is its purpose? I don't know. Anyway.
All right.
I opened my phone. I've only reposted Young Gravy Reel.
Next time you see me repost a Young Gravy Reel, know that shit was intentional.
It was on purpose. Listen, I love him and his girlfriend porn baiting. I think it's great.
Totally.
Do what you need to do, you know?
Yeah. And I'll repost it, apparently.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's do a little bit of a pyramid.
Let's do it. And actually, I do believe that all of my tops correspond to my bottoms.
Okay, interesting.
Yep.
Okay. Would you like to go first? What are your tops of the month?
So here are my tops of the month. Well, and I could make kind of a goof right now. Have you seen Heated Rivalry?
No, I have no idea what that is.
Oh my God. Don't even know what the Heated Rivalry is.
What is this? Is this okay. Like a Hallmark movie?
No.
Okay.
Heated Rivalry is one of the things at the top of my pyramid. It's kind of a plateau. What are those pyramids that like Mayans made where it was like kind of flatter at the top?
Trapezoid.
No, but you're on to something.
That's the visual we're going
for. Yeah, it's like a 3D trapezoid.
Okay.
Hold on. Hold on, I'm finding it.
Mm-hmm. Peel and brack those brain flaps. Whoa.
I'm going into my mind palace. I want to say they're like called adobos or something.
Okay, period.
Pyramid.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, adobo.
It's probably really wrong, but anyway. That's kind of what my pyramid is there's okay. Like a few things that can be on top of the pyramid. The show Heated Rivalry, it's on HBO Max.
Okay, so not a Hallmark movie.
It is not a Hallmark movie, but it is smut.
Okay.
And it is about, you would love it, you gotta get into this, it's about two gay hockey players
having an illicit affair. I have heard whisperings of this.
Ooh, Maddie, you gotta watch.
Okay.
I started watching it the other night because I was just like, oh, I like the premise. That's kind of fun. Gay. Click. Wow is it good.
Okay.
So my top, Ilya Rozanov. My bottom, Shane Hollander. that's a little goof.
That's a little double entendre.
That's a little double entendre for all the Heated Rivalry fans out there. So that's at the top of my period. So, okay. And I'll go by order of the thing that I want to talk about most. I'll put that last. Also at the top of my pyramid, getting Christmas gifts. I
so true.
Got a lot of my like family Christmas gifts today. Mm-hmm. Like buying them to give to people. Yes. And that was really exciting because for a while I had no money, so I couldn't really get people Christmas gifts. Mm-hmm. Or like I could, but it would be my parents' dollars, just yeah. me giving yeah. it back to them. So that's really cool.
Totally.
But this time around, I could actually get my parents Christmas gifts because I have a job. So mm-hmm. I was able to get my family Christmas gifts, and I'm really excited because I got some things that I think they're really going to like. Also, my birthday. My birthday is coming up next week.
Let's freaking go.
And I'm really excited about that. And I landed on a little theme for my party, which mm-hmm. will be slumber party, kind of Sabrina Saw Carpenter that. Vibes.
Listen, you know I'm all on board.
I knew you would be. I'm really excited about that. And then also, top of my pyramid, crushes.
Dude, so true.
Having a little crush.
Yeah, no, crushes are back.
Crushes are so back.
Having a major resurrection.
They are having a major... Having a crush in the way that I used to when I was, like, younger, mm-hmm. minus kind of all the pain of the yearning because yeah. I'm medicated now, is awesome. Mm-hmm. I have about two crushes going on right now. Actually, totally. Three. One of them I count a little bit less because it is just me like carnally needing Katie from Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah. And that's so real.
Season 11.
Her glow up post Schwartz is like
something to be studied.
Yeah. It's an all timer.
And I would like to study it in a big way. I'm so obsessed with her. It actually, mm-hmm. that has also been part of why I've like needed a break because I'm like, it's becoming bad that I'm just yeah. like...
I'm becoming horny now.
I'm becoming too horny for this show. Take me over to Heated Rivalry. So Katie, for sure, a crush. But I've been rocking like two crushes lately. Like real... They're far out in the realm of people that I kind of know yeah. a little bit. Boy, is it fun to have crushes on yeah. them. Not doing a damn thing about it.
Totally.
Just enjoying the ride of every once in a while, I'll see one of their pictures pop up. I go, woohoo.
Damn.
Isn't that fun?
You are so beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, I love
beautiful
it.
Beautiful and gorgeous to the eye that you are.
Just kind of daydreaming. I don't even think I actually want to do anything with either of them, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure.
Just having fun thinking about
it. Just having fun thinking about it. God, listen, it's fun to have a crush.
I totally agree.
It's such a blast. I'm trying to get more into like the enjoyment of everything around dating
uh-huh.
rather than feeling such a pressure to date.
Yeah.
Because the actual act of dating sometimes will make me feel quite anxious.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to learn to love the like joy of flirting with people just for the fun of it.
Totally.
Having crushes just for the fun of it. Not like expecting anything
mm-hmm.
or needing something to happen. I just think that it's so fun.
Yeah.
It's just such a blast to just be like, you're so cute. And like, I'm going to go to a party and maybe they'll be there.
Yeah.
I love that.
Oh, it's so silly goofy.
I love
it's like,
that.
It's the vibe of being in a sleeping bag circle at a sleepover yes. and you're on your like MV3s texting your crush and then you put it underneath your pillow and you're like,
yeah.
And you're like just waiting on the text back and like that's all it is.
Oh, yeah.
Like I miss the kind of like adolescent yearning that was just so innocent
yeah.
and like nothing will come from this. I'm not even thinking about something coming from this. Like sex isn't really on my radar mm-hmm. in that way mm-hmm. yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's like still a very much moment of discovery.
Yeah.
The talking and like hee-heeing is truly all that matters.
Yeah. It's
and
drugs.
I feel that we need to get back to those ancient texts.
Let's get into it.
Really. I mean, this is why over the summer I was like, making out and nothing else could be huge for 2025, you guys, which I'm still there. I'm still in that moment.
It could be so huge.
Making out and nothing else. We don't need it. Let's get rid of all of it. Let's just make out for the love of the game.
God, it's so fun. Let's bring fun back into dating and romance.
Totally.
Let's make it fun.
Desperately.
It's so fun. I DM'd one of my crushes the other day.
Fuck it.
Kind of with a reason. Kind of with a reason that I just kind of made up.
Kind of with a made up reason.
Kind of with a reason that I kind of made up off the top of my head. Sent it to them. And I was like, pew. And then they responded and I was like,
whoa.
A little conversation.
Top multiple tops here.
Yeah.
Tops of my pyramid.
We're back in the adobo. God, we're, what is this called? Totally.
We are inside of the adobo as we speak. Top of my pyramid, number one, Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. I love these Mormon ladies.
Absolutely. Okay?
I love Mormons who do crazy things. Mm-hmm. I'm in it. I'm deep in with these Mormon ladies. And the new season was incredible. I've loved the additional lore that's come out about Fruity Pebbles. Have you ever seen Secret Lives of Mormon Wives?
I have not.
Okay, so to give you a very brief recap on this specific piece of lore. Mm-hmm. In season one of Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, there was reference to Fruity Pebbles, which was like a code name for a sex act that one of the Mormon wives had done with her husband.
Whoa.
And this was like a real, they were being real cryptic about it. You never really knew what it was. And at one point, one of them did like a demonstration to try to show one of the other girls what it meant. But even still, they never really clarify what it is. And because they're Mormon, when you see what they're doing, they had like one girl lay on the floor and then the other one stood on top of her and like knelt down, so it looked like she was just mimicking sitting on someone's face.
Yeah.
And because they're Mormon, you almost buy that it's like it could be something so kind of simple.
Yeah.
It's like they thought that was so crazy, like sitting on someone's face, just like oral sex, and they're like, oh my god, it's crazy.
Can I make a prediction of what this is before you tell me?
Mm-hmm.
Shitting in someone's mouth.
You're close. You're okay. Really close.
Okay.
It was peeing.
Okay.
And so it just recently came out post season three. The girls are fighting on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them just came out and was like, Free Pebbles is because her husband likes to drink her piss. And they basically confirmed it. They like posted a TikTok poking fun at themselves. They didn't even try to deny it and be like, no, it didn't mean that. They're like, it was a consensual act between me and my husband and whatever, blah, blah, blah. And everyone's like, whoa.
See, you know what? Respect.
Y'all just
I actually
be
respect
pissing
that.
In your husband's mouths. That's bananas.
So here's my question to you. Would you do it?
No.
You wouldn't piss in someone's mouth?
Nope.
Would you let someone piss in your mouth?
Nope.
Hmm.
Okay, hold on. Why did you say it like that? Why were you like, like you hold the opposite opinion?
I know who the prude is on this couch. I'm not saying I'm like, whoa, isn't it so fun?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying I've never done it. I do feel like now it's kind of
now it seems like I have.
I haven't. What I'm saying is, I wouldn't. I think if I was married to someone,
that you would entertain it if they really wanted it.
I think I'd be like, okay, now could I perform?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't.
I struggle pissing at the doctor's office into a cup. I don't think I would taste someone's piss.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's tough. You know, if I'm with someone for long enough, I don't know. It's like at some point,
it's
you're in a relationship for like 15 years. It's like, oh, why not? Let's try each other's piss. I don't know. I genuinely am not sure. I think like, no. Like, I don't feel like if I was just hooking up
blanket
with someone.
Blanket statement, no.
Catch me in a 20-year relationship 20 years down the road.
Right.
Maybe.
Who knows?
But if someone wants me to piss in their mouth, okay. Maybe.
Yeah, no, I don't think. I would be so self-conscious.
I just don't think that I would be able to do it. I think it would be more of a like a psychological thing for me than like a willingness, whether or not I wanted to do it.
I just think it would turn me off a lot.
Certainly, I wouldn't be like horny from that.
I would feel so grossed out.
I certainly wouldn't walk away from that being like, now I'm ready.
Right.
I'd also be like, go brush your teeth.
Like 18 times.
Yeah.
And then give it a week.
Right. Yeah, I would not. This kind of reminds me of, not totally, but there was one time where I was hooking up with a guy who asked me to like stand up during when we were hooking up. Not like stand up and we were having sex with one another, but just like stand up far away and he was gonna like look at me.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I was kind of like, okay, like, yeah, that's kind of hot. Sure, I'll do that. Like, why not? And then he asked me to do it like a few too many times, to the point where I was like, I think you might have maybe like a porn addiction or something, where like I'm like a woman here right now. And it was so funny to me because I was like, this is not like hot for me.
Right.
We're just like two people standing in a room like 12 feet apart from one another. And I'm just kind of over here in the buff.
Right. Like, right.
This.
Hey.
I'm like the man emoji that's just like standing there.
Yeah.
And he's just like over on the bed. And I'm like, is this really doing it for you? Like,
right.
And I guess I would have the same kind of feeling if someone asked me to piss in their mouth.
This is crazy that these two things are the same.
I'm not saying it's the one-for-one equivalent. I'm saying that this is the closest the closest equivalency that I have in my head. Of, again, like, I think it would elicit the same feeling of me being like, okay, I guess.
I think if I was with someone who was like, piss play is it for me, honest to God, I would be reconsidering a lot.
Now that's also a really big thing. It's like, are they wanting to do it one time just to like see,
right? Or is it their
thing? Like, yeah, are they using the phrase piss play?
Right.
Because then that's a whole other world that I'm like trying to like, I don't know about all that. Yeah,
I don't want to commit to that.
Yeah. Anyway, so Fruity Pebbles.
Anyways, Fruity Pebbles.
Pissing in someone's mouth.
Yeah, and it did happen. And these Mormon wives, they're crazy. I love what Mormons are getting up to.
Well, and the fact that they're just doing it raw. No alcohol, no drugs, no nothing. They're just acting like that.
They're crazy.
Yeah.
I love them.
Yeah.
Love the Mormons. Shout out to Utah.
Mwah.
Okay. That's number one on my pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
Next up on my period, kind of similar to you, but in a different way. Flirting hard with someone whose phone number you do not have saved in your phone.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm loving flirting really like hard and fast, direct, bold.
Yeah.
Towing the line even.
Yep.
With someone whose phone number that I don't have saved in my phone yet. Because I refuse to save people's phone numbers until I decide that I would like to commit their name to memory.
Love that. I mean, absolutely. Yeah. I love that. The amount of like first name, last name Hinge, first name, last name Tinders I have in my phone. I do just need to like go through and delete all of them.
Totally.
I don't know who the fuck those
people
are. No,
I just let my phone give me the like maybe blank.
Yeah, yeah.
And we keep it at that.
Yeah.
Flirting hard.
Yeah.
It's back in a major way for me.
Here's a question.
Mm-hmm.
Is that sexting?
No.
Okay.
But it's getting as close to that line as you can.
Yep.
And then my final top of the month is the amount of people that don't know who Mr. Beast is and how truly beautiful and wonderful that is to me. We were talking at Thanksgiving and my sister mentioned, I don't know how this was brought up, that she thought Mr. Beast was a food blogger. And I lost my fucking mind because I was like, sorry, what do you mean? Mr. Beast being a food blogger? Like, I have not chosen to be subjected to Mr. If I could have opted out of Mr. Beast,
yeah,
then I would have, but I wasn't given that option.
Yeah.
To believe that Mr. Beast is a food blogger is such a beautiful thing. And then my mom chimes in and she's like, oh, I thought so too. I see his burgers on DoorDash all the time. I was like, this is crazy. My family thinks Mr. Beast is a food blogger with a burger restaurant.
Yeah.
I made a little post on my Instagram story, threw it on up there. My DMs were flooded with people being like, I also do not know who Mr. Beast is. And I was like, this is crazy. Like, how do you not know who Mr. Beast is?
Yeah.
And somebody messaged, and this is the one I loved the most. They said, I don't know who Mr. Beast is. I thought he was the PewPie guy.
Right.
Which is fucking incredible to me. Because imagine being Mr. Beast and beating out PewDiePie to be the number one YouTuber in the world, and people still don't know that you're two different people.
Yeah.
I love it. Erase men's accomplishments. Forget them.
Especially those men.
Forget them.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I love the concept of people having no idea who Mr. Beast is.
Yeah. I feel like Mr. Beast is someone who is almost too metaphorical to me to be real. Like, to me, that man is Satan incarnate. Yeah. And everything that I've learned about him has, I have learned, like you said, like, against my will.
Completely.
It feels lore-esque. The fact that he, his name is literally Mr. Beast, and he is Satan. He is the devil himself, and he is putting people through trauma. He genuinely is like
100 grandmothers versus burning building challenge. Like, it's crazy.
He is like putting people through hell. Yeah. He is creating hellscapes of his own making. And I can't like learn more about him. My roommates a while back tried to watch the Mr. Beast Squid Games that he made, mm-hmm. or whatever the fuck that was. And they were like, we ended up not being able to watch it because it was just like too sad.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's like, let's take these people that are actually struggling and need money,
yes.
and make them perform for our entertainment.
Right. The very thing that Squid Games is like shitting on and yeah. saying, don't do this.
He's like, but what if we did?
What if we did that?
It's awesome.
Mr. Beast does something incredible where he takes an evil thing that TV is satirizing and he says, but what if we did that evil thing for real?
Right.
And I made money from it.
So wild.
It's insane.
But it's like, I was not given the choice to opt out of Mr. Beast.
Right. Well, I also think,
but it turns out some people were given that choice.
You also have a different upbringing than a lot of people. You've been on the internet for so long.
Yeah.
Mr. Beast was someone that I only became aware of within the past like year or two.
Oh my God. Sometimes I'm like, I'm so online. But other times I'm like, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
Right.
Like, I still am confused on 6-7, even though you did explain it to me.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's something that I'm like, okay, apparently I'm not that online. But then people don't know who Mr. Beast is. And I'm like, fuck. What's happening? I feel like we're experiencing two different internets. Does anyone else feel that way? Hey, does anyone else feel that way? I feel like there is the YouTube internet and then there's the TikTok internet, and I don't always understand what's happening on the TikTok internet.
Yeah,
but I'm plugged into the YouTube internet.
I think that's really fair. I think that's fit. There's too much internet to be aware of all of it,
right?
You simply can't.
I feel like 6-7 is something that's happening on TikTok.
That to me is, I'm just like, whatever, that's none of my business. Do you know what I mean? I'm yeah. like, I know vaguely like the purpose and where it, or not the purpose, but like its origins and where it came from.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's it. I don't.
Right.
That's a young man's game.
Yeah, I'm all good.
That's not for us. I don't think. I think we're good on that.
Yeah, we'll pass.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We're fine.
Well, thank God.
I think those are really good top of the pyramids.
Yeah.
Tops of the pyramid.
I'm feeling good about that.
Top but of now, the adobo.
Because it's always important to balance your love with hate.
Yeah. The bottoms.
Yeah. The bottoms.
I'm looking up what Mayan pyramids are called. Mayan
adobos
pyramid. Okay, I think they are in fact just called pyramids.
Hey, so what's an adobo?
Ziggurat. That's what it's called.
Ooh, I remember that word.
Yeah,
sure.
It's, if it's an ancient Mesopotamian, it's a ziggurat. If it's a Mesoamerican pyramid, oh yeah, they're called the same thing. Okay, yes. All right, what is at the bottom of our ziggurat today? Let's see. Let me pull up my list here. Oh. Okay. So, bottom of my pyramid, credit card debt from buying Christmas gifts.
Dude, so real.
So real. I literally like just paid off all my credit card debt and then immediately put, I don't know, about $1,200 back, back on there. But you know what? It's worth it for spreading Christmas cheer. Also, relatable asthma attacks. I had a really bad asthma attack over Thanksgiving.
Me plus you, I'ma give you asthma. Me plus you.
What are you saying to me right now?
A. Me plus you.
Wait, keep going.
I'ma give you asthma. Me plus you. A. Me plus you. A. I'ma give you asthma plus you a.
Why is it like a math equation but then they go to asthma? Like, what's the metaphor? They're saying me plus you equals asthma.
Listen.
Wait, yeah, sorry, can you sing it again? Maybe I just didn't get it.
It was a One Time by Justin Bieber callback.
That's what he says in One Time.
Me plus you, I'ma tell you one time.
oh, you were kind of remixing on the lyrics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wasn't with you, but now
I am. Save it for next time. We'll save that one for next
time. We'll save that one.
Cut that.
Cut
hey,
that.
Hey, so cut that.
Cut that out.
Hey, so cut that out.
Cut that whole segment. No, I really liked it. I actually really liked it. And it's so funny because in my head, I'm like, is this one time? And at one point, does he say me plus you, I'm going to give you asthma?
Can you imagine? I start gaslighting you. This is a Mandela effect. I'm like, no, it literally was always, I'm going to give you asthma.
And I would believe it.
I literally would believe
it. Plus you. I'm going to tell you one time. Anyway, watch it bangs, dude. Asthma attack. Had a really bad asthma attack. Kind of the first asthma attack I've ever had of my life. That shit's scary as hell. You feel like you can't breathe.
Oh my God.
No matter how much you are breathing. It's crazy.
Okay, hating that.
It was crazy. And of course.
Did you know you had asthma before?
Yes. Okay. But I've never had an asthma attack before.
Okay.
And I think I was just like allergic to something. We were hanging up Christmas decorations in our house. I think it was just like dust from the crawl space or something and started having an asthma attack real bad style. And I was like, whoa, something is happening to me. But also I didn't want to like freak out my family because earlier that morning we had gotten into like a family fight. So I was like, let's keep these vibes high. So I was just like, oh, I'm good. I'm just going to go to my room for a little bit. And then I sat in my room and I was like, like frantically searching like how to stop asthma attack, and it was like, don't panic or feel stressed, that'll make it worse. And I was like,
right,
okay.
Don't panic.
So, but I've got a pulmonologist appointment tomorrow, so that lung doctor is gonna set me straight, baby.
Okay,
so that's gonna be great. Bottom of the pyramid, also being 29. Ooh.
Oh, that's going to be really tough.
That's going to be really hard. But I do think that in my 29th year, I'm just going to focus on being as beautiful as I possibly can be.
And, you know, I think that's good.
So, yeah, those are bottoms of my pyramid. Debt, asthma, 29.
No, I think those are good bottoms.
Yeah, thank you.
My bottoms, number one was Abby Lee Miller tagging me in an Instagram story. That was terrifying.
Did that happen within this past month?
Yes, that was November 1st.
Oh my God, I forgot about that. That happened the day we filmed
the last one.
Yes.
Abby Lee Miller tagging me in an Instagram story. I really didn't like that.
That was really scary.
I really wished that didn't happen.
Yeah, that was really scary.
But we can't go back and turn back time.
Right.
As of now, me and Abby Lee Miller's Instagram DMs are open and we can say whatever we want.
Okay.
So if you guys ever need me to send Abby Lee a message.
Yeah.
I do have a way to contact her.
Me plus you.
I'm going to tell you, Abby. next on my bottom is people who have... Okay, this is a very specific frustration. Mm-hmm. And I need everyone to just shut up and let me have this. Okay?
I'm putting my mic down.
Everyone, shut the F up. I literally don't care. As a theater kid, It enrages a specific part of my soul. People who are haters about Wicked Part 2, but have never engaged with the show outside of the movie. Like, here's the thing. For Wicked, for good, it can't work as a standalone movie, but that's because it isn't. It is Act 2 of the show. You have to watch both things together. Act 1 of the show is always better. Act 2 is always going to be a little worse because we have all of Act 1 is the rising action and all of Act 2 is the falling. So yeah, the first movie was always going to be better than the second movie because that's how the shit fucking works. But it's not supposed to be two separate pieces of art. It's one combined thing. And I just can't stand these people that engaged with Wicked for the first time watching the first movie and then went into the second and was like, there was less that happened. And it's like, well, fuck, obviously it was. Like, they're wrapping things up. It is the second act of the musical, you fucking moron. Like, it just irks the fuck out of me. These people who are like viewing it as two different things and judging them as two different things when they don't. They can't exist as individual things, which is a criticism to have for the filmmakers for splitting it into two. But I just can't deal with these people who are not tying them together because it's one story. It's Act 1 and Act 2 of the musical, you guys. And I just need people to shut the fuck up. Thank you.
I really get that.
I just like, I love that Wicked has engaged so many people that are not musical theater people, mm-hmm. but also as a musical theater person, some of these opinions are just whack.
Well, and I think what you said earlier about like, yeah, you can have a criticism about the choice,
right,
to make it two split movies. Those things into two, because
right.
I mean, I haven't seen For Good. I haven't mm-hmm. seen part two yet, so I can't really say. I've heard mixed things about it from different people. Mm-hmm. But my two cents often is that people do tend to split things up that don't necessarily yeah. need to be split up for like content and money purposes, which always tends to like PMO a bit. Mm. That said, yeah, the concept that those two movies exist alone is completely misunderstanding like what a musical right. is. It's like going into a musical after the intermission and being like, well, what the hell is all this?
Right. Well, it's also like, it makes the movies really were made for fans of Wicked.
Yeah.
Like I love that people are getting into Wicked because of this, but I just feel like, I mean, the first movie is close to 3 hours. The second yeah. one is like long as fuck as well. Like all together, if you watch them back to back, it's like a 4.5 or 5 hour time commitment yep. to watch them back to back. It's like, this was made for people who love this show and want to see it expanded upon and like the worlds built out in larger than life ways that would be unable to be done on the stage. It's like taking something that people love and just building it out into something fantastic. And I enjoyed my time watching both movies so much. Like I don't necessarily wish that either of them were shorter,
yeah.
but in order to make it one movie, it would have needed to sacrifice that. So I kind of like that it's definitely like four Wicked fans.
Mm-hmm.
But the chitter chatter from the non-Wicked fans is really starting to irk me. I've had enough of you guys. I really have.
She's about to go from Maddie and Meg to Wicked Witch.
No, literally. I cannot fucking deal with it. You remember that? What was it? They go, Maddie, Patty, Fee, Fi, Fo, Fatty, Maddie. That thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maddie, Patty, flip it upside down, Wicked Bitch. And that's Whoa. What y'all bitches are going to turn me into.
You just did something amazing. I'm going to be thinking about Maddie Patty flipping it up to Wicked Bitch for the rest of my life. Unreal.
Final thing on the bottom of my pyramid.
Uh-huh.
I went through my Finsta on my Finsta from college mm-hmm. on Patreon a couple weeks ago, and I stumbled across a photo of me and Lohanthony, and it ruined my whole month.
Who is that?
Like the Lohanthony lore knowers in the chat right now just gasped.
I don't know. Lohanthony sounds like a name.
So
that's familiar.
Okay. In the early, let's call it like 2010 to 2014.
Uh-huh.
That era of the internet and YouTube, there was this young gay boy named Lohanthony. That
okay.
was his username.
Okay.
He was big on YouTube, big on Tumblr. He was like a little gay icon.
Okay.
In recent years, I want to say maybe it was like 2020 or 2021, he literally like went to conversion camp and like became like a, started posting a bunch of God shit online. All of his profiles turned into
Ooh.
Just like God stuff. And then he Yikes. Basically just left the internet.
Yeah.
But in like 2017 or 2018, I was invited to go speak at a college on a panel about YouTube.
Okay.
And being in this space for so many years, and the only people on this panel were me and Lohanthony. So, which already was fucking crazy.
That's like, insane.
I don't know why this happened.
Yeah.
And so I was going back through the Finsta, and there's like a photo of me and Lohanthony together, and I saw it, and it just rocked my world.
That is wild.
When he went through his transformation.
Sure.
What would you call it? When he went through his conversion.
What's the godly version of that? Transmutation?
Yeah. When he went through his conversion, I got the chopping block on Instagram so quickly.
Yeah.
He said, I gotta unfollow that.
Sure.
Fat bitch with tattoos.
Tattoos. I mean, purple hair.
Purple hair. We gotta get rid of her.
Yeah. This is way too gay for my liking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened.
That's wild.
Yeah. Low so now Anthony. It's just like a crazy piece of lore and yeah. history to have a photo evidence.
Where is he now?
I know. Lohanthony, be gay again.
Be gay again. Come on.
We love gay Lohanthony.
Yes. Pause up, little monsters.
Pause up. Oh. Well.
Me plus you.
I'm going to give you asthma. All right. Well, we're going to throw this on over to the Patreon where Meg and I will be disclosing government secrets.
Yeah. And also singing the full version of Me plus you. I'm going to give you asthma. Uncensored.
We're going to go over to the Patreon and get a little cuckoo crazy. I'm going to have another glass of wine and there's no telling what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay. Meg, is there anything you'd like to plug?
You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Meg Rocco. You can catch me on Substack. What Are You Up To is the name of it. And also, I would like to plug Respecting Boundaries.
Yeah.
Yes.
What about it?
Do it. Everyone should do it.
Chic.
Mm.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
See you guys in the next week's episode.
Mwah.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There was probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.